Hello, everybody. It's Jamie on the radio. It's my third week. They've let me back. Here's Deacon Blue.
There's a man I meet, walks up by the street. He's a worker for the council. Has been 20 years, and he takes no lip off nobody, and litter off the gutter, puts it in a bag, and never thinks to mutter, and he packs his lunch in his sunglass bag, the children call him Bogey, he never lets on, but I know cause he once told me, he let me know a secret, about the money in his kitty, he's gonna buy a dinghy, or to call her, Dignity. And I'll sit on the west coast, through villages and towns. I'll be on my holidays, they'll be doing rounds. They'll ask me how I got it. I'll say, I saved my money. Say, isn't she pretty? That she called a story in a faraway scene, sipping down raki and reading Maynard Keynes, and I'm thinking about a home and all that that means, and a place in the winter for dignity. And I'll sit her up the west coast, villages and towns. I'll be on my holidays, they'll be doing the rounds. They'll ask me how I got it. I'll say, I saved my money. See, isn't she pretty? That ship called dignity.
Scotland's finest, Deacon Blue with Dignity. Played that for my old mate Ninky. We saw Deacon Blue in, I think it was the Regent, or was it the Gaumont at the time, back 25, 26, 27 years ago, many moons ago, so that was played for him. Going to give you the travel news. I keep forgetting to do the travel because I don't drive, so it's not really part of my, but it'll sink in. Looking at the map, we've got Felixstowe looking pretty good. The only issues we've got is still the road closure at King Street, but everything else looks tickety-boo. And as for the weather, what we got going on here, we've got Staying dry tonight with clear skies and light winds, leading to a widespread frost and a few mist or fog patches forming by the morning. Fresh to strong winds for a time near the coast, and lows of -3. So hot water bottles and extra quilts tonight, wrap up warm. Tomorrow, it's a frosty start with early mist or fog patches clearing to leave a dry and sunny day. After a chilly start, temperatures should peak at around 7 degrees. So during the day, we're getting a little bit better. First up for me today, I'm going to talk to you about a bit of sad news I received this week. Don't worry, it's not too sad. Neighbours, the TV show, could be coming to an end. I know some of you will probably laugh and say, oh, rubbish. But, you know what, I watched it for 36 years, almost 37 years. Watched almost every single episode. And unfortunately, Channel 5 decided they don't want to fund it anymore. And so unless the makers can find new backers, it's goodbye Ramsay Street. So I asked a few people what they thought about Neighbours. And I'll just sort of filter through the good comments. A lot of people's memories are of the early days when you've got the likes of Mrs. Mangle, Bouncer the dog. My old mate Nick Curtis, he liked Bouncer. Then obviously Scott and Charlene with the wedding. I think it's probably one of the most watched TV programs of the 80s, that wedding. And there's Hazel and Joe and Louise and Kim. They all remember that dearly. Plain Jane, when the plain girl with glasses came in, and after a few episodes they took her glasses off and she became stunning. I tried that myself. It didn't work. I couldn't see. Had to put my glasses back on. Never mind. Good thing of that, old Plain Jane from the 80s, she's back in it now as a grandmother, which makes me feel really old. What else we got going on here? We got Dr. Carl and Susan. Despite Carl's philandering ways, he had a way with the ladies. His bedside manner was inappropriate for a doctor, but he seemed to work with the ladies. He's still married to the saint, that's Susan Kennedy. There's obviously, we all know Paul Robinson, longest character. He's a bit naughty. He's like the JR of Australia. And we can't have a little recap of Neighbours without mentioning the great Harold Bishop. It could never work out. He was a vegetarian at the Salvation Army, but he was a wonderful character. And his partnership with Lou was brilliant. The old bromance, you know, one of the first bromances, they called that. That was great. There was another gentleman, Mark Gottlieb. I've just got to mention the wife, because when she was 10, she thought she's going to tell me off because she don't like being mentioned. But anyway, she thought she was going to marry Mark Gottlieb, who was with Annalise at the time. Katie never married Mark, which I sort of benefited from that because she married me. Then Annalise, Mark jilted her at the altar because he found God. Now, I don't want to say anything bad about God or religion, but Annalise, you don't jilt Annalise, no matter who it was for. But he chose that, and years later he came back and he married Lucy, Paul's sister. So as I say, 30 plus years of Neighbours, I've watched nearly every single episode, and I will be sad to see it go, but life moves on, doesn't it? I'll just have to watch the repeats. I've got the first 2 years at home in my collection. I'll just have to watch them again. I think what we need to do, we need to play a song that's sort of quite synonymous with Neighbours. It's not your usual Kylie or Jason, or I think Paul Robinson had a, Stephen Dennis had a hit, and so did Craig McLaughlin and the Twins, who were the Alessi sisters. They had a song in the charts. This one was used for Kylie and Jason's wedding.
A loving heart and open mind.
That was Angry Anderson with Suddenly, which Scott and Charlene got married to. So did my niece Jade and her husband Lee. So, and I'm sure many more of you did. Now, if you like the 80s, why don't you pop along to, well, not pop along, but tune into Felixstowe Radio this Sunday from 6 p.m, where you can have 2 hours of the ultimate 80s with Paul Endersby. I'll tune into that myself, I think. What we got going on in Felixstowe? Tonight, there's the Glass Eye Comedy at the Grand, followed by karaoke. We've got Saturday day from midday at the Orwell. Tickets are £12 for this, and you can get them from Stillwater Books, one of our great independent bookstores in Felixstowe. It's Anna Noakes, who's a flute player, and it's her life in music. So if that's your thing, get along to that. On Saturday night, we've got from 8 p.m. at the Felixstowe White Horse, a band called 5.com. At the Spa, you've got Come What May from 7:30 on Saturday. We've got a couple of afternoon gigs going on Sunday, one at the Curtain White Horse from 3. That is Mark and Grace, a little duo there. And from 4 p.m. at the Felixstowe, somebody called Simon Goldsmith. And just moving into next week, there's it's Valentine's Day Monday. So if you stick with Felixstowe Radio today, at 6 o'clock tonight, you've got Graham and his good lady doing a Valentine's special, I believe, or they're talking about love. So, but on Tuesday the 15th, from 11:30 in the morning till 1:30 at Trinity, there's Soft Rock Covers Band, and they do some originals as well with the Felixstowe Peninsula Methodist Churches. It's free to enter, and the added bonus is you get free cake. If I weren't on a diet and I weren't on holiday, I might have popped along myself. Right, the next bit, I'm going to do a listener's choice, and I had something lined up from Andy Hammond, but unfortunately it's not on the database, and I didn't want to play it just in case there was any naughty lyrics. I don't want to get told off too soon into my little run, so I'll look into that for Andy Hammy another time. So today I'm going to give you Cuba by the Gibson Brothers for Jim. We'll be right back.
you fancy getting away for a well-earned break with a difference? With a passion for travel, as a family-run business, A&R Motorhome Hire Limited want to give you the best experience to start your holiday off on the right foot. From ease of booking to collecting the keys and setting off, right to returning to us at the end of your holiday. Have you thought of a great way of stress-free travelling? Why not get in touch with armotorhomehire.co.uk? We have motorhomes from 2-berth to 6-berth. They are all fully equipped. We include insurance for one driver, roadside assistance, unlimited mileage and no booking fee. All vehicles are cleaned and sanitised before you collect it. We are based in the heart of Suffolk and can deliver the motorhome to you. If interested, go to our website, www.armotorhomehire.co.uk, or email us on info@armotorhomehire.co.uk, or just search AR Motorhome Hire on the social media. A&R Motorhome Hire Limited will go where you go.
Clearview House Removals and Deliveries, Felixstowe. Established since 1988, fully insured for all your requirements. We're a family-run business covering any distance in the UK. We also provide a packing service, any furniture dismantling and assemble work, so we can save you pounds. Call for a free quotation on 01394 276 958. That's 01394 276 958.
I feel it too.
Coming up at midday on Friday the 11th of February, an hour of Felixstowe singer-songwriter Grey. In conversation with me, Grey tells me about his music and what it means to him. We find out about his songwriting and play many of his amazing tracks. So join me, Rob Dunger, here on Felixstowe Radio on Friday the 11th at 12 midday for the story of Grey, the local talented musician with a magnificent musical range.
To remind me how to feel real love.
So before the adverts, we heard Cuba by the Gibson Brothers for Jim. Not normally my cup of tea, but my feet were tapping away there. That's a quite jolly little song, isn't it? I enjoyed that. Right. Last week, I chatted about Matt Bloomfield, the Felixstowe-born footballer who had to retire after injury from playing over 500 times for Wycombe Wanderers. I got some great feedback on that on my social media. So what I want to do when I sort of progress to coming out of the trainee stage and I have people with me in the studio, I want to actually get them in and anyone with a Felixstowe story to tell us. A couple of people lined up. I mentioned Jeanette Hewitt, the author. She's going to come in and see me, talk about her books, and hopefully we'll tie it in with publication week of her next novel. Rob Brewster, some of you may know him because he's the chairman of Felixstowe Rugby Club. The rugby club doesn't seem to get the plaudits in town like other clubs do for what they do for the community. Kids, young kids, girls, ladies, you know, they cater for everybody. You know, so if football's not your game, pop along to the rugby club and have a word with Rob. He'll look after you. But so I'll get him in and we'll have a sit down. We'll have a chat about what he does and how he's getting involved in trying to publicise other sports in the town as well as rugby. He sees the benefit of sport from an early age for team building as well as fitness. But as I say, listen to Rob. He'll tell you all about the rugby club and what they do and what they want to achieve in the future. There's couple of three young lads making their name in the fight game. That's not for everybody. Some of my feedback about Matt last week, I said, is he the greatest sports star that Felixstowe have produced? And a couple of people have mentioned the name Arnold Allen to me. No doubting the young lad has a talent. He's in the mixed martial arts, MMA, and he's fighting in March. Phenomenal record. I think it slides under the radar because boxing seems to be the sort of big fighting sport, but mixed martial arts is coming on leaps and bounds. And Arnold, whilst for me he's not currently the greatest, he's going to be, you know, mark my words. The boy's got talent, he's going to go far. He's another one I'd like to sit down and talk to, because I think he's got a story to tell. And the couple of boxing lads, Gareth Lake and Jordan Warne, they're both been amateur boxers, and I believe their next fights are going to be in the professional game. So again, they'll come and talk to me. Even if they don't, you know, I'll relay what they're doing and how they're getting on my show, and like all the Felixstowe get behind them. And there's as well as individuals, there's the independent shops. I'd say we've mentioned the bookshops, fantastic. You've got Treasure Chest and Stillwater in town. If you want a book, go and see them. There's a little cafe that I stumbled upon. It's called Cuppa. It's in Walton. I saw a art exhibition that I fancied the look of, so I popped along to that. Yeah, I know those of you who know me are saying, what, Jamie, art? Get over it. But I did, I popped along and I met the couple that run it, predominantly the Leyland. I'm so sorry, I've forgotten her name, but I've been in again, and it's great. You go in there and it's just like an extension of your front room, you know, you're made to feel so welcome. And she does a lot for the community as well, so I'd like to get her in for a chat. And just across the road from Cuppa is a gift shop called That's Amore. It's more than a gift shop. Sonia, who runs it, she's a party and wedding planner, and she's the best. So I'd like to get her in for a chat about what she does and how she started. I think some of you may know that her and her sister many years ago used to run Happy Pets. And once that business closed, or they, you know, or they stopped running that business, they've gone and do other things. And Sonia says, that's Amore. So we'll get her up along for a chat. And while we're on the subject of Walton, Steve Bloomfield. Everyone must know Bloomfields. For me, if you took away Bloomfields and Underwoods, that's Felixstowe closed. Them two are sort of pivotal to the town's well-being. If Bloomfields and Underwoods are open and doing well, we're all doing well. So we'll get Steve involved because he does a lot for the town, and he's been on the council. And of course, the Walton. There's not a mayor of Walton or a mayoress of Walton, but unofficially, Amanda Folly. She does great things for Walton. I think she does a little bit on Felixstowe Radio from time to time as well. So she's got a little group going called Shine a Light on Walton, and for the last couple of years, she's been heavily involved in ensuring that Walton has Christmas lights like the main town of Felixstowe does. So yeah, we'll have a little focus on Walton, and we'll get Amanda in for a chat. So that's what I want to do in the future, as long as you lot out there want to listen to me, and the good people of Felixstowe Radio say that I've got a show, we'll do some more. And what I think we'll do now, we're going to play another little song, because we don't want to hear me talk all the time, do we? So here we go. This is Goldfinger by Ash. That was Ash, another band I've seen a couple of times. Saw them at Glastonbury in 97, and saw them twice because Steve Winwood never turned up, so they'd done two nights. And then I saw them again in 2004, where they supported The Darkness at Wembley. Fantastic live band they are. Right, so I'm just chopping in a few different things, a few different ideas, see what sticks, see what people like. What I'll do now is just pick a day in history. It's 10th of February, and we're going to go back 50 years to 1972 and what was happening in then. And we had Richard Nixon was in the middle of his tenure as president, and Edward Heath was in the middle of his reign as PM. The Pope was St. Paul VI, which ties in nicely because today is officially World Marriage Day. From the Catholic Church recognised World Marriage Day, so doesn't matter if you're not married, doesn't matter. No one minds nowadays. Brilliant. In the world of entertainment, the number one film was Liza Minnelli's Cabaret. I was going to do a little song there, but you don't want to hear me sing. Top TV in the UK was This Is Your Life. That was a fantastic programme, wasn't it? Before the days of the internet and Hello Magazine, we didn't know anything about the people. They had half an hour on This Is Your Life, and one of the most watched shows. Fantastic. Steptoe and Son and Till Death Us Do Part were the two main comedies. Coronation Street was in the top five, always is. And Miss World, back in 1972. I bet George Best was watching. Pick his next girlfriend. What were the kids doing? The kids were playing with their Christmas presents. The top five sellers of 1971, so, well, Space Hoppers. The Mastermind board game, which was a bit weird because it had nothing to do with Mastermind. You just had to move some coloured things around the board. Strange. Weebles. Now, I loved them, but I also hated them because of that catchy little advert. Weebles wobbles, but they don't fall down. Because I was a young lad who was a little bit fat, the larks at school thought it'd be fun to see if they could push the fat boy over to see if he'd all fall down. Unfortunately, I did. Also, clackers. Remember them? Made a hell of a noise. They were sort of like ceramic things on a bit of plastic, and just, I don't know why I move my hand. You can't see me do that. But you wobble them, and they made a hell of a row. They went soon. I got some there. My mum soon put them in a bin. And I was surprised this was over 50 years old. Etch-a-Sketch was the fifth top-selling toy. That was what I'd found with Etch-a-Sketches. A bit weird. What we're doing with the world of football. Ipswich were actually in the top division 50 years ago, but 14th in Division 1, and Man City were top. Yeah, that surprised a lot of people. Man City were actually a good team before they got all their money. They never won the league, though. That went on to Derby, where Cluffy is in charge. There's a nice little link, because that brings us into the song that was number one on this day 50 years ago, and that was Telegram Sam by T-Rex.
Primary Home Care, your local home care provider. If you or your loved one would like support to stay in your own home, we should be your first choice. Primary Home Care is rated outstanding by the CQC, as we always give our clients the best possible service. We tailor the care to suit your needs. If you would like further information, you can visit our website, primaryhomecare.co.uk, or call us for a chat on Ipswich 833 533. If you're listening to this and would like a new rewarding job, you can apply to join our excellent team of carers by calling us or visiting primaryhomecare.co.uk. Please contact Primary Home Care for care in your own home or for a rewarding job delivering care in the community.
It is common for retired people to be asset rich but cash poor. You may really appreciate some extra cash for home improvements, a big holiday, or just to replace the car. Equity release through Claydon Financial allows you to access equity tied up in your home using a wide range of products. You can take the money as a lump sum, or in several smaller amounts, or both. And you can make regular repayments if you wish to reduce the final debt. The loan amount and any unpaid interest will be paid back on your death or if you move into long-term care. Established over 25 years ago, Claydon's advisors offer local, independent and personalised advice to deliver a solution that works well for you and your family. If you're over 55 and would like to know more about equity release, to help you make an informed decision with absolutely no obligation, please give Karen or Adrian at Claydon Financial a call on 01473 730090, or visit our website www.claydens.com. This is a lifetime mortgage or home reversion scheme. To understand the features and risks, please ask for a personalised illustration.
For vehicle graphics, banners and signboards, call Ronnie at suffolkprinting.com.
Based locally right here in Trimley.
0800 0787 119. That's 0800 0787 119.
In these uncertain times, faith in the church is needed more than ever. We at Felixstowe Radio are bringing people together for praise and worship. Every Sunday evening from 5pm, Reverend Paul Clark and Reverend Chris Hood will lead the community in Felixstowe Radio's very own virtual church service, featuring sermons, a thought for the day, and a variety of songs for people to sing along to and worship. We'll keep you up to date on what church services are running, and we'll also update you on how the coronavirus is affecting you and your church. So join us from 5pm every Sunday here on Felixstowe Radio 107.5 FM.
I was a little bit late with them adverts. I got a yarn on. Sorry about that. What have we got going on? The weather. It's staying dry with clear skies and light winds, leading to a widespread frost and a few mist or fog patches forming by the morning. Fresh to strong winds for a little time near the coast with lows of -3. Tomorrow is a frosty start with an early mist or fog patches clearing to leave a dry and sunny day. After a chilly start, temperatures will peak close to 7. Now, TV. As you'll probably gather, I love me TV. I love me reading. I not mentioned books this week. Do that next time. But TV characters we never see. There's a few kicking around. Popped it on me Facebook and got a bit of feedback. Popular one was Her Indoors from Minder. Old Arthur Daly's wife. She must have been a saint to put out with that man. Yep, my old mate Wellers, he was first on the scene with Her Indoors. When I say first on the scene with Her Indoors, I mean he told me about it. He's not been with Her Indoors, I don't think. Columbo, I've never seen that show. But Mrs. Columbo, Cheryl Halls told me about Columbo, and on Twitter, a gentleman who has a Twitter account called Felixstowe Web. If you've got anything going on in Felixstowe, if you're a Felixstowe account on Twitter, tag that account, Felixstowe Web, because he'll share anything Felixstowe related. He's a great fella. He's been a big supporter of me getting involved in the media. He'll share the world out of everything for you. He's Felixstowe Web. Big Bang Theory. Mrs. Wolowitz, we heard her, but we never saw her. And a bit of a contentious one, the next one. A couple of people think we may have seen him, but I don't think we did. Matt Crow thinks we didn't. It's the ugly naked guy on Friends. He's the gentleman that lived opposite the girls in the flat. They used to spy on him, or he used to spy on them. So if anyone did actually see him, let me know. Then we have Joe Maplin on Heidi High was a popular one by many people. But no one mentioned Miss Cathcart. I don't think we ever saw her. Who was the who always wanted to be a yellow coat? She was actually on Freakshow Radio a while back, wasn't she, with Rob? She was also always on about her boss, Miss Cathcart. I don't think we ever saw her. Charlie from Charlie's Angels, we never saw him, but we heard him. He's he ended up being Blake Harrington in one of my favourites, Dynasty, John Forsyth. And Matt Thorpe mentioned Sheridan Bucket from Keeping Up Appearances. I think Hyacinth was always on the phone to him, wasn't she? I don't think we ever saw him. Only Fools and Horses, we had a few characters that we never saw in the main show, but we did see them in the spin-off or the prequel, Rock and Chips. But the big one that many mentioned was Monkey Harris. He's always getting up to shenanigans with Del. There was the banker, Deal or No Deal. Have you ever saw him or her? We don't know who was on the end of that phone, but the banker on Deal or No Deal. Another one we didn't see. Mrs. Mannering, Dave Ablett, and Felix O'Radio's very own Rob Dunger mentioned Mrs. Mannering, and which coincidentally leads me into my next song, Mrs. Ventress from Heartbeat. I'm sorry there, I should have played the Buddy Holly version, but that was Nick Berry and Heartbeat. Right, I'm not here next week. I've been sacked, don't worry about that. I'm on my holidays, going away for the week to Liverpool with my wife. Now, I have a bit of a moan. Someone said to me, that's not a holiday, it's a staycation. No, it's not, it's a holiday. These words, they're rubbish, aren't they? Don't know who makes them up, but if you leave your home and you go somewhere else to stay, no matter where you go, it's a holiday. I could go to the caravan park in Felixstowe for a couple of nights. It's a holiday because I'm not in my own bed. Anyway, that's my moan over. It's a holiday, not a staycation, folks. If you go somewhere, anyway. So we're going to Liverpool. Now, Liverpool is close to my heart. I went there 12 years ago. The wife took me there for my birthday. A big Beatles fan. So she surprised me, went there and done all the Beatles stuff, and it was just another run-of-mill place. A couple of years later, we decided to go there again. And that second time, we fell in love with the place. There's so much to do in Liverpool. We more or less, apart from go to the Cavern Club, we do different things every time. We 2022? Yeah, 2018, we got married there. We took my brother and his good lady wife, Emma. They came to Liverpool with us and they were our witnesses, and we got married at St George's Hall in secret. Got told off by a few other people that, but that's what we decided to do and that's what we'd done. And it was the hottest day I've ever known, 33 degrees in the middle of Liverpool. So we wore our suits to the wedding. Then we got changed into shorts and T-shirts and had a nice wedding breakfast meal at Miller & Carter on the Albert Dock. And then went to the Cavern Club where we had our first dance to Something by the Beatles. Now, I would play that next, but I'm going to play a song that made us fall in love with Liverpool, because, as I say, we were deciding where to go the second time around, and we'd been out a few drinks and we'd be drunk, and we come home and we played a song by Paul McCartney and Wings and that made us go to Liverpool again. And I've also, just showing off a little bit here now, we not only did they have our first dance in the Cavern Club, I've sung backing vocals there. So we had a gentleman there playing the guitar on the stage, and I asked him to play Jet, which is a song I'm about to play in a minute, and he said, yeah, I can do that. I said, can I do the woo 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 bit? He said, yeah. So I did. Unfortunately, he wouldn't let me on the stage, so I stood by the side of the stage. He played Jet, and when it came to the woo 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 bit, I'd done it at the Cavern Club. So that's my little claim to fame. I'm just waffling on a little bit now, because I know that if I carry on talking for another 30 seconds, I can play my song, and that's a perfect fit, which is nice. So I'm going to do that now. So here we go. I'll see you in a couple of weeks. I won't see you. You'll hear me in a couple of weeks. Here's Jet.